programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
The man who designed the water slide that led to the death of a young boy at a Kansas City amusement park is now in custody. John Schooley was arrested at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport after returning from China to surrender to authorities last night. He was indicted last week on charges of second-degree murder and aggravated endangerment of a child. The charges come after a 10-year-old, Caleb Schwab, suffered a deadly neck injury on the water slide in 2016. NBC's live telecast of Jesus Christ Superstar giving that network its best Easter Sunday ratings in 12 years and its best Sunday overall in three, not including sports and the Golden Globes. You let the things you did get so high. Updated ratings indicate a solid showing that averaged 9.4 million viewers for the night and a 1.7 rating among adults 18 to 49. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
As a teen, he invoked the affluenza defense after a deadly crash. Now 20 years old, Ethan Couch has been released from a jail near Dallas after serving 2 years for a revoked probation. Couch was 16 when he struck and killed four people in June of 2013. He's now just over a week away from his 21st birthday. Tanya Couch, Ethan's mother, is still awaiting trial on charges of hindering apprehension of a felon and money laundering after she fled to Mexico with Ethan in 2015. The Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Warborn saying he's not happy with the short sentence Ethan Couch received. Officially launching his re-election bid last night, Texas Senator Ted Cruz telling a friendly Republican audience why he should get another term.
I have worked hard every day to defend our freedom, to repeal Obamacare, to secure the borders, to abolish the IRS.
Cruz speaking there at an event in Stafford, Texas last night. He's facing a challenge from Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke. And astronomers at UC Berkeley claim to have found the most distant star ever observed. They say it's 9 billion light years from Earth. One of the astronomers writes, "For the first time ever, we're seeing an individual normal star, not a supernova, but a single stable star 9 billion light years away." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, today we're going to talk about the link between heart disease and gum disease. We have a special guest coming up, world-renowned dentist Thomas Neighbors. He's going to help you learn everything you need to do to keep your mouth healthy and avoid inflammation that leads to, believe it or not, heart disease. So according to the American Academy of Periodontology, did I say that right?
You did good.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Multiple studies.
Mouthful? That's pretty funny, mouthful.
Multiple studies have linked gum disease to heart disease and even to heart attacks. But did you know this? There's also new research out there that shows that gum disease increases your risk for a stroke, too.
It makes perfect sense. When your gums are infected, inflamed, they're red, inflammatory chemicals, even bacteria, get into your bloodstream, and they can affect the lining of your arteries anywhere in your body, your heart, the arteries to your brain, and that can accelerate blockages or make blockages unstable so they bust open and cause a lot of problems.
So I'm curious, Dr. Anderson and Dr. Gammon, when you are seeing patients, is there some kind of link? Have you noticed a link between people who tend to have better dental health and who don't? Like, is it a socioeconomic thing? Is it people that maybe are healthier in other ways tend to take care of their mouths? Is there any connection or correlation?
Well, I think there is. I mean, obviously, when you see somebody that's got poor health, oftentimes they'll have dental issues alongside those. And as a clinician, you've got to address the dental issues. I remember even back when I was in residency, and we're talking about geriatrics and poor dentation could affect nutrition. I mean, if they can't eat and chew their food because they have poor dentation or painful biting, that then their nutrition falls off and, just it rolls downhill from there. So in the back of my mind, I'm very much looking at that and asking those questions, especially with older people. Now I've trained it, so I do it even with youngers, and to the point where we start talking to young individuals about the importance of good oral hygiene, and that we talk about the toothpaste and watching some of the things and
some of the stuff they put in quote good for you mouth cleansing things, whether it's mouthwash or it's
that group
toothpaste.
It's kind of do what we tell them with food is you got to read the label, flip it over and read the labels on it and
there's
pay attention.
Do you know there's gluten in, is it Crest?
I think
one of the major toothpaste has gluten in it. And there's people out there with celiac disease that don't even realize that every morning they're sticking gluten in their mouth.
Right. And so, even if they have good dental health now, it's just like if they're healthy, you counsel them to, read labels. And you need to read labels on anything you're putting on or in your body.
Right.
And, read those mouthwashes, toothpaste. So I would say we've done more of it. It is kind of humorous that, the patient comes in for the physical and, this happened one time and I started the exam and you always kind of start from top to bottom, right? You type deal. And so I looked in their ears, done their oral, looked in their eyes, and I pulled out the examination glove and the guy's like, dude, aren't you going to even listen to my heart? And isn't that the... And I was like, no, I'm just examining your oral cavity. I said, that comes a little later.
As soon
later.
As that glove goes on, they know where you're headed. So
I think you'd rather me, examine your oral cavity
first.
With this glove first before I come back and do it after I use the glove.
Oh, my goodness.
You're gross. I'm sure you change gloves.
Oh.
This is a true story.
Oh.
I saw that glove come out, and I think his blood pressure went up.
You're giving Walter a heart attack. Look at him for a migraine.
Every time he sees a box of latex gloves, now I think of me.
That's all he's going to think about.
or latex-free gloves. Yeah. Well, I did want to comment, though. A lot of people are in desperate need of dental care, and they can't afford it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a fact.
But they have a lot of free places. Like the dental schools, they do a lot of good free stuff.
Yeah, but they don't take everybody. They can't take everybody.
Right. So. And it's not free.
Dental schools?
No. I mean, here locally, it's lower cost, but it's not free. There's a backlog, and oftentimes it's an acute issue. The patient comes in, they got a bad tooth, and you got to get it pulled, and it creates some problems sometimes.
Okay, well, that leads me down the whole thing on insurance, because there's a big push for health insurance, but don't you think we should have a big push for dental insurance? Or we need to have more dentists that are cash pay, that aren't paying a business office to chase after claims with insurance so they can offer it less.
Well, you are touching on social issues that probably are beyond the scope of our programming.
Yeah, I know. I know, but it just seems like we could maybe stop things early, or at least for kids, you know, stop things early.
Well,
we
they
can
do.
Prevent.
I mean, you know, Medicaid programs do cover dental.
Oh,
you know,
they
for
do?
Kids.
I didn't know that. That's
right.
Good.
But Medicare doesn't cover dental. And
Medicare
so,
doesn't?
No.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a fine line. There's stuff that Medicare shouldn't cover, but I would think
so. They
that,
cover a scooter, but they don't cover a dentist.
Yeah, I think a once a year oral examination by a dentist would be a good idea for Medicare to cover. It could uncover a lot of problems and prevent issues.
There you go. We've just solved the world's problems right here in the Staying Young Show.
You're welcome.
And then, what do you see in patients when you, like Dr. Anderson, you talked about the, you know, the first thing you do is look in their mouth. What are you looking for?
Well, I work, it's a systemic way, everybody
right.
has their own way. So I work from the back of the throat forward. So I look at their pharynx, look at the back of the tongue, you look at the surface of the tongue. You know, they can have overgrown papillae, which is indicative of overgrowth of bacteria, quote, taste buds. You know, they have that coat on their tongue type stuff. And then I work to the perimeter and you take your finger or the tongue depressor and go and look at the outside of the upper and the outside of the lower and then go to the other side and then work your way to the front. So you're looking for gum disease. I'm not a dentist, so often you're not going to see. If they got a cavity that I can see with the naked eye,
it's bad.
Yeah, that's not good. So, and then it's also taking inventory of what kind of, if they've got bridges and missing teeth.
Probably need to
kind
know
of,
that.
I say, not quite a 30,000 foot view, but, a little closer to the ground. Anything that would prompt me to say we need to get you into the dentist specifically.
Right. Maybe there's some nutritional issues if they aren't able to chew properly. You notice that they're missing particular teeth that they require.
That usually comes off the history, How'd you enjoy your apple yesterday? Doc, I haven't had an apple in 15 years. Great.
Applesauce.
Kiwi's always the other one. Say, do you enjoy kiwi? Oh, Doc, I can't eat those because the seeds get up underneath my dentures, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, there's a couple when you're taking your just conversational stuff, you can hear whether they're eating or not.
So do you do that same thing with the whole look around?
Paulder's like, I don't do any of that.
No, I look around, but I must admit
don't
I don't.
Stick your finger in there and roll it around.
Good heavens, no.
Or tongue depressor.
It's a good idea.
Do you make sure they don't have a latex allergy before you stick your latex finger in?
Quite honestly,
our gloves are non-latex.
Yeah, it's usually a tongue depressor because you pull the glove out, their heart rate goes up.
Okay, that music me. This time it's time for Doc Shocks. We found something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. Okay, guys, new research from the University of Bonn linked to hair loss. The research looked at 20,000 men's genetic code and found 63 alterations that were also linked to hair loss. So, for example, short men are more likely to go bald. Bald men are more likely to have prostate cancer. And men that went through puberty early are more likely to go bald. So these are just a few of them, but they're really fascinating.
Well, I got 2 out of 3, so I'm dead meat here.
wait till we get to Immortal Minute. I got another one for you. So, ironically, it deals with hair loss too.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, this was kind of funny. I mean, when I was looking at it, I started then thinking, okay, who do I know that's short? Who do I know that's tall? And I'm like picturing them with all of these. It's really cool information. But, we've got to give a a shout out to our listeners and to the stations that carry us. We enjoy our affiliates so much. Thank you a million for carrying the show, and thank you for listening your ears. If you like hearing the show on your station, give them a call. Let them know you like to hear us, because that's how we stay on those stations. And if you haven't already done so, follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. We're always tweeting out like little health tips, links to the show, something we might have found in the news that we found was fascinating. So it's always good stuff coming. All right, when we come back, we've got our special guests, and we're super excited to have the dentist Thomas Neighbors on with us. We're going to be talking about some new testing you need to know about.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breast, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, today's show is all about heart disease and gum disease. There is a link, and we are going to talk to Thomas Neighbors. He is an incredible dentist. He's coming up here in a few minutes. But I got to remind you, don't forget to download the podcast version of this show if you're just tuning in or you want to play it for somebody. You can actually look it up as Staying Young Show 2.0. But remember, you've always heard it first right here on our radio station affiliates.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, on this Immortal Minute, we oftentimes talk about hormones, but we haven't visited the thyroid and its function as we age. So the endocrine system, especially endocrine organs, including the thyroid gland, undergo crucial function changes with aging, and basically we become subclinical hypothyroidism. So it's been documented that incidence of subclinical hypothyroidism in individuals over 60 is greater than up to 16%.
Wow.
So basically one in six of us is going to have some minor hypothyroid issues. The symptoms are oftentimes, like we talk about, subclinical. They're not overt. It can be just lethargy, fatigue. And so it's important to have those levels checked. And you want to pay attention to the free T3, not just the TSH. So a lot of offices just check the TSH. We here at Executive Medicine not only check the TSH, but we check the free T3, free T4, and do a full thyroid panel. So speak to your physician as you age. Make sure you keep that hormone level up, along with your testosterone and other growth hormones.
You know, I just got to add one thing before we get to Dr. Neighbors. We actually had a patient in this week who had a doctor just prescribe thyroid medication with completely normal labs, and just based on symptoms, and this person ended up in the hospital with a life-threatening illness, and you know that's scary. So just make sure when you're getting your thyroid checked that there's some labs and some basis there, not just somebody prescribing based only on symptoms. Okay, now I'm really excited about this guest of ours. It's world-renowned dentist Thomas Neighbors. He's joining us. He's a graduate of David Lipskin University and the University of Tennessee College of Dentistry, and he's also practicing full-time in Nashville, Tennessee. We love our Tennessee station. We're so excited to have someone from Tennessee here. And in addition to a number of awards, Neighbors also, he's also changing the way we look at dentistry, and it's linked to our overall health. So love, love, love he's coming on the show. And a lifetime of research led Dr. Neighbors to co-found the first laboratory in the U.S., and they actually do this test. It's diagnostic. It's oral DNA labs. We're going to talk to him a little bit about that. But thank you so much for coming on the show, Dr. Neighbors.
Well, thank you guys for having me. It's a real honor, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, there's a number of things we're going to want to talk to you about. Let's just start with, what is periodontal disease? Because we just want to do 101 before we dig into the good stuff.
Right. People really don't know what that means, and it's sort of traveled with a lot of names in the past. You know, the most common would be gum disease, but even farther back, you know, the term pyrrhea, long in the tooth, so many things like that were basically, like you were saying earlier, based on the symptoms of a disease, and people really didn't know what to call it, so they sort of evolved into gum disease. But ultimately, it's periodontal disease, which is the structures that support the teeth in the skull, basically, and in the mandible.
So what do we now know about periodontal disease we didn't know? Because there's been a lot of new stuff out there in the news, and I know you're right in the cutting edge of all this.
Well, it's not just about teeth anymore. So many times when we go to the dentist, our focal point is, do I have any cavities? And obviously that's, you know, that can be a problem for some people, but typically teeth do not affect health, you know, unless a tooth is infected. So from a health standpoint, we're looking at inflammation in the mouth, just like we would look for inflammation in other parts of the body, and chronic inflammation is not a healthy thing to have. You know, so when we want to hear about the relationships between gum disease and heart disease, or gum disease and diabetes, it's much more about microbiology and inflammation now.
Well, we talk about inflammation all the time.
All the time.
And I know
right.
Dr. Gammon, you know, especially with dental and periodontal disease has been a big about the inflammation. But is that bleeding over or coming more to fruition within general dentistry that they're making the correlation and referring patients?
Absolutely. You know, we would probably look at the general dentist as maybe a sort of a frontline defender because we tend to see people more regularly than most of the healthcare professions because people tend to look to us for prevention. You know, a lot of people think that if they come every 6 months and get their teeth cleaned, that that's going to lead to, you know, a lifetime of oral health. And, but it puts us in a position to really see people fairly regularly. So if we're taking blood pressures and we're looking for diabetes and talking to people about heart disease, it really puts the dental practice in a good frontline position to be able to look at things. And from a periodontist standpoint or some of the other specialists, then absolutely. But most of the time, we're going to see it first. And I think we have a responsibility nowadays to address things.
I kind of think by the time they see the periodontist, it's kind of like you ought to be yeah. seeing the cardiologist too, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Book
Absolutely.
Them together. You could
right.
have a twofer.
You could have a joint share an office space. So have they identified
Absolutely.
Certain risks that you know put people at risk for having aberrations in their oral biome and the bacteria in their mouth?
Well, you know, periodontal disease is an infection. And so you're going to come into contact with this infection like you would other infections. So it's a contact thing. You're not born with it. And, you know, we use the term a lot where you can have this infection passed down from family members, you know, from parent to child or from spouse to spouse, you know, in a sort of more of a lateral
spouse
sort of,
to spouse because they're kissing
connection.
And they're, like, sharing the
Absolutely.
Bacteria?
Absolutely. Yeah. Swapping if you like
spit,
people
baby.
And you're
Great.
Close to them, more than likely, yeah, this thing can be moved around. But it's an infection. So I think, you know, from a medical dental standpoint, we need to treat it like an infection. For example, if you had strep throat, your MD is going to be able to look at the throat, see that the throat is red. You're going to have some type of symptom, but they don't just randomly put you on an antibiotic and say, well, you know, I hope this works. You don't look at the symptom alone. You have to look at the microbiology there. And so you're going to have a strep test to validate it. And that's probably the biggest change in treating periodontal infections is the ability to take saliva and run tests on that to determine, hey, what this is. And then what we need to do to be very specific about treating it. Because you made a great point in the intro about someone just putting someone on hypothyroid medication and really creating a problem
right.
without any testing. And I think so testing is one of the components that we've just simply not had in dentistry that we have
until now. And when we come back, I definitely want to talk about that, Dr. Neighbors, because you were pioneering with this DNA PCR test. So when we come back from this break, we are definitely going to talk about what that is and what that means to people. I think it's going to change lives. And got to give a shout out to all of our military. We love you guys and gals. We know that you're paying attention and you're listening because once the show airs on our 57 stations across the country, it actually goes to podcast of Staying Young Show 2.0. And that's how we can give you a little piece of home, regardless of where you are. And if you haven't already done so, follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media, because we're always tweeting out little medical tips, medical minutes, links to the show, you name it. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Neighbors about what you can do to prevent gum disease and overall inflammation and what this DNA PCR test is. So don't go away.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As tensions run high in Sacramento after a police shooting of an unarmed black man, the sheriff there says some of the people who've been protesting are not locals.
There are paid protesters and paid people to instigate.
Sheriff Scott Jones also says they've launched an investigation after one of his patrol vehicles struck a protester and then drove away back on Saturday night. An increased police presence expected at mosques across America, especially in New York City, as well as in the United Kingdom, after a message turns up on social media calling for the assault of people today on April 3rd for what's called Punish a Muslim Day. It suggests people bomb a mosque, and it urges people to commit other various hate crimes against Muslims. Local community leaders gathering yesterday in many cities, including Brooklyn, New York, to condemn the memo. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, don't forget, at the end of every single show, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. So write this toll-free number down, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. We've got a great guest on with us today, Dr. Thomas Neighbors. He is a dentist out of Nashville, Tennessee, and we've been talking about inflammation. Now, before we move on to talk about this DNA test that Dr. Neighbors was really key in bringing forth into the medical community and the dental community, I want to talk a little bit about inflammation as a whole.
Yeah, Dr. Neighbors, I just thought we'd get your perspective on the connection between inflammation in the mouth and other diseases such as coronary artery disease, and you mentioned diabetes also. Would you explain that in a simple way for our listeners, please?
What does it look like when you're looking in their mouth?
Right. Well, this may be overly simple, and you can correct me, and we can revisit it. But one of the things that I like to do is work on old vehicles or work in the yard. And so because I'm out in the dirt or I'm getting greasy, my hands don't get sick just because they get dirty. Mm-hmm. But if I get cut or I attain some sort of wound, and so the bacteria that's on my skin now is able to enter my body, well, then I'm going to get inflammation, right? We might put Neosporin on it or hydrogen peroxide or something like that. So our body is wired to fight bacteria. You know, we all learn the term symbiosis in biology, which is balance. So it's not that we're trying to sterilize the mouth, but we're trying to keep it in balance so that if you've got tissue that bleeds when you floss or brush, well, every time that happens, the bacteria then in your mouth have access to inside the body, into the bloodstream. And so it's those bacteria that we would call a pathogen or a bad bacteria enters the bloodstream, and that triggers inflammation in the arterial wall system. And so without getting overly technical, which you guys can get into as
no,
well.
This was good.
So that, we just don't want that to happen.
Right, and the inflammation gets in the bloodstream and gets, for example, into the lining of the coronary arteries and helps accelerate blockages that may be there already or make blockages that are there unstable and rupture and cause heart attacks and or strokes. So that's the common denominator.
You know,
absolutely.
It's so exciting for me to have this conversation because I feel like people get pigeonholed. They start going to one doctor who looks at this part of their body and another doctor looks at that part of their body. But, you know, the whole body is so interconnected. And this is just proof, you know, that your gums and your mouth are connected to your heart. I mean, this is exactly why we need to change the way that we practice medicine in the United States. And we need to have a more... I use the word holistic, but I mean it in the sense of look at the whole body, an approach to really looking at everything and taking it all into account. I know at Executive Medicine Texas, that's, you know, we start with that. We start with that 24-page questionnaire because we want to know everything, and then we start with all the testing.
Yeah, you know, my thought, and I don't know if this will come to fruition, but my thought actually is when a person schedules a yearly physical, it would be nice if we had a dentist in the office and
there
the physical started with the oral examination before we move on to the rest of the body. Traditionally, physicians and dentists have been in different offices, and certainly they can refer back and forth. But really, to be comprehensive, it'd be nice to be right in the same office.
Absolutely.
Well, we're working on that.
We're working on it.
So I gotta ask you something about just in general, because I know this comes up. Are there other things that, like, if somebody has bad breath, they have halitosis, could that be a sign? Or what if they, I know this happens to a lot of musicians, they get ulcers in their mouth. I mean, are some of these signals to other things that could be related to this inflammation or bacteria?
Well, you know, when you look at mouth in general, you know, a lot of sort of MDs have sort of framed it as sort of the window to health, because mm-hmm. the mouth is one of the places you can easily look in and you can physically see changes. So when someone, let's say, has high blood pressure, well, we all know they kind of have that red complexion.
Yep. Their gums are really red, too, aren't they?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely. Top yeah. to bottom. You mm-hmm. won't have that pink delineation. It just looks like it's hot all the time. And so Dr. Brad Bale's an MD friend of mine, and he uses the term hot and cold, you know, when he talks about inflammation. And I think that's one of the things that when we see it, then we want to look for ways to cool that down or to reduce the amount of inflammation. And so that correlation between mouth and bodies is gingivitis, periodontal disease, all caused by bacteria that aren't supposed to be in the body. And that inflammatory process that gets triggered by that, we can stop it. If we test it, if we treat it with, you know, the appropriate antimicrobial and turn it off. Not to kind of just keep talking, but I think so many times in dentistry, we blamed the patient for their problem, mm-hmm. meaning that, you know what, you're not brushing well enough, you're not flossing well enough. And that would be no different than me saying, well, you didn't wash your hands well enough, so that's why you have diabetes,
yeah.
right? You know, there are things that happen that are outside of a patient's or a person's control that they just simply come in contact with. And so for us to sort of take the initiative and start looking for things early from a preventive standpoint and at least give patients the option to know what's going on so they can treat these things earlier. Sorry to go on a little bit of a tangent there.
No,
but
that's all right.
I get excited about it.
Yeah, of course. I want to talk about this oral DNA labs and this, especially this DNA PCR testing. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, when you have a strep test, that's going to be, you know, for an aerobic microorganism or a bacteria that lives in oxygen. It's interesting because the bacteria that cause gum infections or gum disease are anaerobes, meaning that they cannot live in the presence of oxygen, which is interesting. And the mouth being one of the most oxygenated, you know, parts of the body where air actually goes into our lungs through our nasal pathways and mouth. So the most common infection in the world, which is periodontal disease, is an anaerobe living in the most oxygenated part of the body. So what happened when we knew the pathogens that cause periodontal disease, but every time you remove them from the mouth to have to send them to a lab and do your typical culture-based testing, they died before they got there, right? So the minute you remove them from the mouth, they die. So we really did not have a way to specifically test these microorganisms until DNA PCR. You know, not to get too nerdy on everybody, but PCR, polymerase chain reaction. Yeah, polymerase chain reaction was a common medical test, but we're able to look at dead pathogenic bacteria and analyze the DNA to know exactly what we have, how much of this we have from a volume standpoint. And in our case, we need to know, do we need an antibiotic for this infection or not? Yeah. And so these tests now have the ability to tell us what we need, what we have, and then how much of it we have. And we've just not ever been able to do that with an anaerobic-based infection in the mouth.
So this is a saliva test. Yeah.
This is forensics files. Our listeners watch forensics files. They know what PCR is.
Me too. I'm an investigation discovery.
There you go. So what happens if we get somebody and we do this salivary test on them and we identify something? We only got a minute or two, but, I mean, this can be reversed, right, the disease?
Absolutely. Gum infections are reversible and they will heal.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really good news. I mean, because people might be listening to this, go, oh, man, I looked at my mouth. I'm dying. Well, you know, we can identify what it is and actually do something about it. Before we keep going, I want you to give out your website so people can learn more about you. You're a fascinating guy.
All right. Well, thank you. My website is pretty simple. It's just thomasneighbors.com. And if anybody has any questions, of course, they can message us on the website, and I'll be happy to get you any information that you might need.
Yeah, Neighbors is N-A-B-O-R-S for our listeners.
Correct.
And now just what do you want to leave our listeners with? What bit of advice? You got about a minute.
Well, you know, the body cannot heal in the presence of infection. I mean, that's a basic medical principle. And we have deemed gum disease as once you have periodontal disease or / gum disease, you're going to have it for a lifetime. But that's because we never could properly identify it. Mm-hmm. So we have the tools now to take hopeless situations and give hope to that, to stop the burden of tooth loss. I mean, I know we get a lot of media attention on dental implants, but I'd much rather be able to save people's teeth than have to go through the expense and time of a dental implant. I'm glad that's an option. But if we don't have to go there, then I'd like that option too.
Yeah, because it people don't understand, that's a major, major deal. So, okay.
Can be, absolutely.
For our listeners, that was Dr. Thomas Neighbors. He's a dentist. Look him up. Great guy, thomasneighbors.com. And when we come back, we'll have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. So grab your pen, 844-WELL-100.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, grab that pen, write this number down. It's toll free, 844-WELL-100. You're going to need that because that's how you play Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day.
Pay to play, baby.
Pay to play. So that's how you play it, and we got to make sure that you get the answer right. You call us, you give us the right answer, your information, and we'll send you out a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, so we have somebody from Oklahoma, one of our neighbors there up in Oklahoma. It's Donald. Thanks for coming on the show, Donald.
Hello.
Thank you for coming on the show. We're excited to have you on. Glad you listened and our Oklahoma affiliate there. And here's how it's going to work. I'm sure you already know, but I'll just refresh you. The doctors are going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you 5 questions. We don't expect you to get them all right, but we do expect you to have fun. And if you do get them right, you're going to play for prizes. So you can get some essential multivitamins out of our Stay Young vitamin line. They're gluten-free, they're dairy-free, and they're non-GMO. If you're really good, we'll send you out some Lifeline Stem Cell Green.
All right. First question. Everyone, including twins, have a unique scent to their body. True or false? Old Spice does not do the same thing for me as you.
I would go with false, but I'm not sure on that at all.
That's correct. Twins actually have identical body smell. So
yeah, that's crazy, isn't it, that twins smell the same?
They can use the same perfume.
I bet that means their dog couldn't tell them apart.
I guess so. Yeah.
Right?
And
yeah.
They could commit a murder and not know which one it is. So
blame it on their twin.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Donald, here's your next question. How many hours per night of sleep is required for a healthy body? How many hours of sleep is required for a healthy body?
I'm going to go with 8, I guess.
No, it's 7.
What did he say?
He said 8.
8? Well, yeah. That's close. Well, hold on, but read the rest of it because we probably should give it to him.
Well, 7 is the ideal. If you sleep less than 7, you age faster. But if you sleep more than 9, that's not good either. You know what? We'll give
it
to
him. We have to give it to him because that means 8 falls within the okay range.
Yeah, we'll give it to him.
You're doing pretty good, Donald.
We're in a charitable phrase, yes.
All right. Third question. How long does it take for an average person to fall asleep? 7 minutes, 25 minutes, or 45 minutes?
25.
What did you say?
25.
25. No, 7 minutes.
No.
You know, Don, if I was asked this question, I would have said 25, if not 45, because we do a lot of sleep studies. I don't think I ever see anybody falls asleep in 7 minutes. Now, me personally,
but that's why they're there for a sleep study.
That could be it. It's adverse population selection. I agree.
because my head hits the pillow, I probably bring the average down.
I like your SAT words today. You're using a lot of big words. Adverse, what did you say? Adverse sleep population?
Adverse selective population.
Selective population. Very good.
Okay, Donald. What percentage of your body's energy is consumed by your brain?
Wait, by his brain or by most people's brain?
Most people's brain, yes.
I'm going to go with maybe 30%.
We'll give it to you. The answer is 20%, but we'll give you that
one. That's a big margin.
It's okay. We'll give it to him.
All right. Final question. What is the major muscle called that causes the lungs to inflate and deflate, to helps you with breathing? The main contributing muscle to that?
I have no idea.
Is this an Oklahoma thing?
No. So that's all right. So, Don, are you a hunter, right? No deer hunting? All right. It's a diaphragm. Separates the chest cavity from the abdominal cavity.
Wait, what does that have to do with hunting?
Obviously,
I'm not a hunter.
Anybody who's cleaned a deer, man, they know you find that diaphragm and there's a method to the madness.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you know what, Donald? You've done a great job. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to send you out some essential multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. And like I said, those are gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO. And for our listeners, you can always find this and the Lifeline stem cell cream sample we're going to send you out. You can find these items at stayyoungamerica.com. Thanks for coming on the show and playing with us, Donald.
Thanks.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I got to ask you, just a curiosity, how often do you guys go to the dentist? And do you have streaks where you, like, went a lot and then you didn't go for a while?
Yeah, for me, the last 18 months, I've been there an awful lot because actually at my age, had to have a wisdom tooth pulled and then another tooth pulled.
How do you get a wisdom tooth at your age?
I have always had it. It just got rotten, so they pulled it.
Yeah, now the drop-off in IQ makes sense.
The wisdom tooth is gone.
And I had another tooth pulled, so I had an implant put in and there were problems getting the implant in, so I'm not very happy going to the dental office these days.
It's not your thing.
Not my thing.
What about you, Dr. Anderson?
I am supposed to go every 6 months.
Yeah.
And that usually gets rescheduled and rescheduled, so it probably averages that out about every 8 to 9 months.
Yeah, well, you know, I used to be really good, go get my teeth cleanings, all this, and then, I don't know, I just kind of...
Life got in the way.
Life got in the way. And I'm like, oh, man, it's probably time to go back to the dentist.
I think the thing is to have the dentist's office part of the medical office. So people book a physical. They come in. They see the dentist, get that done, then move down to the doctor, get that done. Get it all out of the way at once. Maybe even add an eye doctor in there and get everything checked
idea.
At the same time.
Make it one-stop shop.
One-stop shop and get the thorough once over because it's all important. It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with a double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333, or go to smartnewu.com. Charlie does a radio ablation procedure on the tongue that is 95% successful in getting rid of your CPAP machine. It's terrific.
Yeah, that means like 95% in most – it's not like each person only have 95%. It's like 95% of the people that go.
Right.
Like have a great – yeah.
Yeah.
I know they've had a lot of great success.
Yeah. So here's this week's riddle. Turn me on my side, and I am everything. Cut me in half, and I am nothing. What am I?
What?
Let me repeat that. Turn me on my side, and I am everything. Cut me in half, and I am nothing.
Ooh, that's a good one.
What am I? Send in your answers.
Yeah, I got to think about that. Okay, here's what you got to do. You got to either call us at 844-WELL-100. That's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. Or you can go to stayyoungamerica.com and fill out the Contact Us page. And here's what you're going to do. If you give us the answer, and if you're right, And you've also given us your name and your phone number and your address. And we just need that so we can send you out a free copy of our award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. But people do this. This cracks me up. They'll leave a message and they'll say, here's the answer. And they're all excited and they leave the answer and they hang up. Or they'll say, send me the book. I'm so excited. And then they hang up.
Yeah, or they'll say, hey, this is Don. Here's the answer. No, we need your name, your phone number, your address.
And the only reason I need your phone number is because sometimes people rattle off their address so fast or their zip code that I have no idea what they said.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So do that. And if you're right, you're going to get a free copy of that book. And, of course, for our listeners, you can always pick up our books, either The Age to Perfection or The Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. You can pick those up at stayyoungamerica.com, and we're working on a new book, which I'll tell you about in a couple of weeks.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
News of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service